We're back at Mission Inn with head golf professional Nicole Quinn. And Nicole, it's got to be pretty special for you. You're from Florida and you get a chance to work at a great golf facility and a great property like Mission Inn.
It is, yes. I'm from Windermere, which is about 35 minutes away from here. I played a lot of junior golf here at Mission Inn as well. So it's awesome that I'm back and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
And then you, in between stops, you went off and you played college golf at Auburn. Tell us a little bit about that and really how that experience there probably helped you to continue and work in golf after your college playing days were over.
Yeah, I graduated high school in 2011 from the First Academy, and I got a full ride scholarship to Auburn to play golf. The experience was awesome, and it definitely made me want to continue to grow the game, which got me into teaching and is something that I'm passionate about, and something that definitely made me continue to want to stay in golf once I graduated.
What made you decide to come at first to even work at Mission Inn even before you became the head professional?
Yeah, following graduation at Auburn, I moved to Nashville where I was an assistant professional at a private country club there, and I wanted to start to make my way back to Florida to the warmer weather, and timing-wise, it was awesome, and I got the opportunity to start here as an assistant under our last head professional, and it just has been awesome since.
Well, then he retired, and you got the promotion to head golf professional. Was it something that you were expecting, hoping for? Regardless, it seemed to turn out the right way for you.
Yes, it did. Yes, I wouldn't necessarily say that I was expecting it, but I, over the last 2 years, have learned a lot about the way we operate and a lot of the events and just kind of what it takes to keep things running smoothly here. So when I was offered the opportunity, I thought I was prepared to jump in and get started.
Well, there is less than 20 women who are head golf or director of golf at Florida golf courses. What does that mean to you to be a part of that, we're going to call it a small club?
Yeah, when I learned that, I was very proud to be a part of that group. And I think it's great also for young junior girls around the world just to see, and well, around the state to see women professionals in the business, which really is a lot of men. So,
are there any women professionals who have been inspirations to you, either from here in Florida or somebody like Susie Whaley, who was the first female president of the PGA of America?
Yeah, yes, of course. And one that comes to mind, of course, I've crossed many along my path as a junior golfer and through college and high school as well. But Kim Evans, my coach at Auburn, was one that stands out to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about the two golf courses here. Break them down a little bit to some of the special holes that you have out there, and maybe a couple thoughts on how people who have never golfed here before can navigate the way around Las Colinas and El Campeón.
Yeah, so both golf courses that we have here are great tracks. They both are quite different, really, for being on the same property as well. El Campeón is our older course here. It's over 100 years old, and it's much different than you'll see here in Florida. There's a lot of elevation changes. There's a few island greens out there. When you're above the hole, it can be quick. So that would be my one recommendation if you're coming to play. One, try to keep it in the fairway and keep it below the hole on the greens.
Mm-hmm. And Las Colinas is a little different, but it still brings a little Florida-style golf to your round.
Of course, yes. Las Colinas is something a little bit more similar that you're used to seeing here in Florida. A great track. Some consider it a little bit easier than El Campeón, but once they get out there, they realize it's not very easy at all. It plays long. There is some tight holes out there. Both courses are very scenic, and you'll see a lot of wildlife, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Finally, what does it mean to you to see, like, the Symetra Tour coming here, women's golf events coming here to where you work?
Yeah, it's great. It's awesome the way that Mission Inn has grown and the events that we're happy and lucky to have and host, and we're just growing as a resort and getting these events in, and we're grateful to have them. It's awesome.